A sermon by Reverend Richard A. Rem, preached at Christ Community Church in Spring Lake, Michigan, on November 27, 1988, entitled, Someday, with Unveiled Face, We Shall Behold Him. The scripture reading is Revelation 22, verses 1 through 5. The text for the sermon is Revelation 22, verse 4. Copyright, Grand Valley State University.
In this season of Advent, we stand in the time between the times. It's a wonderful season because it calls to our mind that we are rooted in a great event in the past, and we are moving toward a great event in the future. And the purpose of recognizing our rootedness in the past and our hope for the future is in order that we might presently live with a consciousness of God, the experience of God's grace and peace. We have on this first Sunday in Advent the table of our Lord set before us, and the table of our Lord is an interim arrangement. It is an interim feast between the Last Supper, which Jesus celebrated with his disciples, and the Messianic banquet, the Great Supper, that Jesus will celebrate with all the hosts of the redeemed when the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our God and of his Christ. We are living in the meantime. And we have, in the meantime, an interim arrangement so that under the veil of earthly things, bread and wine, we are pointed to a deeper reality. We are pointed to the reality of Jesus Christ, who has come and who is coming. You cannot understand the scripture. You cannot understand the nature of the Christian life unless you understand that the kingdom has come and it is coming. That Jesus has come and Jesus is coming. There is in the scripture the New Testament, but also in the reality of our human experience, that sense of the already and that recognition of the not yet. We live between the times in which God has made a decisive move into our time and our space, on God's way to the realization of his universal purpose of salvation for the whole cosmos. But as we live in the wake of that dramatic move, we're very much aware that all things are not conquered, all darkness is not scattered, all opposition is not put down. In fact, it seems sometimes like the world just keeps going on its way, like you could simply write over the ongoing drama of history, business as usual. War, oppression, darkness, pain. Jesus has come. But not finally. The King has come. But not yet does every tongue confess that he is Lord. Not yet has every knee bowed in adoring worship. We live in the time between the times. And the Advent season invites us to remember Jesus has come. Jesus is coming. The King has come. The kingdom is coming. And in the meantime, we take bread and wine and remember and hope. We have an interim arrangement till He comes. In one of the older forms of the liturgy, there is a beautiful paragraph which is always special to me, and it has a phrase in it, which is the image I would like to hold up before your minds this morning. In that paragraph, we are told that in this supper of remembrance and communion, we must also lift up our hearts in hope, for we do this as He commanded, till He come. The bread and the cup are a pledge and a foretaste of that feast of love of which we shall partake when His kingdom has fully come. Under the veil of earthly things, we now have communion with Him. Under the veil of earthly things, ordinary bread, a cup, the fruit of the vine. Under the veil of ordinary things, we have this promise and the experience of communion. But then this phrase, but with unveiled face, we shall behold Him. With unveiled face, we shall behold Him. I like that phrase because it speaks to me about that which must surely be the longing of our hearts. We don't encounter one another openly and honestly very often. We have our defense mechanisms. I come up to you and I'm embarrassed with the silence, and so I say, "How are you?" I don't really want to know, but I need something to say. So I say, "How are you?" And you say, "Oh, fine." You aren't really fine. But you say, "Oh, fine. How are things going?" "I don't really want to know how things are going." And you don't really want to tell me how things are going. But it's only polite to answer. So you say, "Things are going okay." We have a veil. We live behind a veil. And our historical existence is so filled with ambiguity. There are questions that we cannot answer. There are mysteries we cannot unravel. There is pain we cannot fathom. There is darkness we cannot penetrate. We are limited. Our lives are hemmed in. But we don't often want to get down to that deeper level. And so when I say, "How are you?" you say, "Oh, fine." Someday, we shall behold Him. Someday, with unveiled face, we shall behold Him. Someday we shall know, even as also we are known. Someday there will be truth, reality, authenticity, and we shall see Him as He is. Advent reminds us that we're rooted in the past, that we have a promise full of hope for the future. But the past and the future in the Word of God are always intended, are always spoken of in order for the present moment. The Bible doesn't tell us about creation in order to answer our curious questions about the beginning. And the Bible doesn't tell us about consummation in order to answer our curious questions about what will be. The Bible tells us about creation in order to say in the beginning, God. And it tells us about the last things in order to say in the end, God. But all of that, backwards and forwards, is always for the present moment, because now is the day of salvation and now is the only moment of our lives. And so John says, on another occasion, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God, and such we are now. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but when He appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And then he says, the one who has this hope in him purifies himself. In other words, the present impact of that future promise, based on as a consequence of that past reality. Jesus has come. Take the bread and take the cup and rejoice that the King has come. Jesus is coming. Take the bread and take the cup and realize that under the veil of earthly things, you are pointed to a deeper reality with a promise that someday, with unveiled face, we shall behold Him. Then there will be nothing between. Then we shall know. And finally, know what it is to be home. Someday, with unveiled face, we shall behold Him. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.